Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Chav Zayin. We left off. We didn't quite get to Chav Zayin. We left off at the Mishnah on Chav Vav Amud Beis, towards the bottom half of the oven. Matzbechados. If one finds a Metzia in a store, he's allowed to find it. Rashi explains because the assumption is that it fell from one of the people who came to the store. Lots of people coming in and out of the store. It fell from one of the, one of the patrons, one of the buyers came to buy it from the store. And Rashi says we're talking about where there's no simon. If there'd be a simon, and if, then you'd have to return it because it's a simon. It's in a somewhat protected area. You could have heard, according to Reb Shimon Elazar, that alone would be enough to say it's mutter because a lot of people go there. But Mishnah clearly doesn't say that. Or Rashi, I should say, clearly doesn't say that. Rashi says if there'd be a simon, you would have to return it. We're talking about an item which did not have a simon, and therefore we assume whoever dropped it is miyayish because lots of people go there, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. However, what if you find it between the counter and the storekeeper? So this is on the side of the store that really only the storekeeper frequents. Halacha shel chemini, that metzia would belong to the chemini. Similarly, what if one loses money or one finds the metzia? I should say, let's talk about coins. Lefnei shulchani. Shulchani is the money changer. So if you find coins in front of the money changer, it belongs to the finder. Between the chair where the shulchani sits and the shulchani area, that belongs to the shulchani. What about on the table itself? So it seems like you have this table, and the shulchani sits on the stool behind the table. We're saying in that stool area belongs to the shulchani, the money changer. On the other side of the table, it belongs to the finder. What if it was found by the table itself? So the Gemara is going to debate. The Gemara is going to say our Mishnah has conflicting implications. The implication from the first line was, if it's the Fnei HaShulchani, on the other side of the money table, it belongs to the finder, but on the table itself belongs to the money changer. And then when it says Ben Kisei HaShulchani, it sounds like the opposite. Only it's by the stool, in between the stool and the table is that the Shulchani is. On the table itself, it belongs to the finder. We say from the Mishnah, you don't have a clear diyuk. Okay. Harila Shulchani, in that case, when it's between the stool and the Shulchani, it belongs to the Shulchani. Halakeh Peres Mechavir, one of his parents from his friend. Ashich lechaver's parents, or his friend sent the produce. Mamish, yesterday, 2 days ago, Shalach Manas, his friend sent him a basket of Paris. Umatz b'mayis, and he finds money along with the Paris. Are elu shalai, the recipient is able to keep it. The recipient is able to keep it. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. But says the Mishnah, it might ruin if the coins were like bundled up and tied up. If it was like in a pouch, or it was in a way that clearly it was purposefully stored that way, that's considered a simon. And since there's a simon there, Neitel Marcus, he has to call out what he found. My example, Shachman, is probably a terrible example, because over there you know for sure who prepared the basket. Again, only if you know, half the baskets they are given, I wouldn't say half, I'd say 75% of the baskets are not prepared necessarily by the person giving it. It's prepared by, I know, a third party. In New York, it's in Toronto, a little less. But in New York, it's usually Maestas and Stakas that do these preparations. Here in Toronto, it's still these stores that have businesses. So at least half the packages, at least, are not prepared by the people themselves. It's prepared by the store, in which case, maybe that would change things. But in a simple example, if I know Reuven prepared a basket for me with Shachmanas, and there's money in there, he didn't mean to give it to me, I know what to give back to him. I know to give back to Reuven, because Reuven, obviously, was the one that lost it. Unless, of course, by the way, don't be insulting anyone, but people repackage the shachmanas. So unless Reuven didn't prepare himself, but typically people repackage shachmanas that were, again, generic, not personal. Things that are done personally, that you know the guy who gave it to you lost it. Our case was saying, you don't know that's the guy who gave it to you, that he lost it, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. The Gemara explain exactly why that is. Why don't I assume that the guy who gave it to me is the one that lost it? We'll see. Amar Ablazer. Afilu menachal gav shulchan. Rabbi says, even talking about the case of the shulchan, the money changer, even the coins that are on top of the counter itself, on top of the shulchan, they belong to the finder. The guy who finds it can keep it. Tanan the Gemara says, so Rabbi Elazar issues a ruling on the coins on the table itself. So Gemara now says, tonight we looked at our Mishnah, lifnei shulchani, money found in front of the shulchani, belongs to the finder. Make the diak, hal gav shulchani, on top of the table itself. The shulchani, that belongs to the money changer, not to the finder. So we have a diak for the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar's psak, aim a safe for the Gemara says, yeah, but look at the safe of the Mishnah. We spoke all this out. Bein akisiv shulchani, shel shulchani, between the chair and the shulchani belongs to the shulchani, make a diak. Dafka on that side of the table belongs to the shulchani. Ha, shulchani, gav shulchani, a shulchan, shalai, but on top of the shulchan itself, that belongs to the finder. So l'chayre of a diik, the opposite direction, that if it's on the table, it belongs to the finder. The diik from the reish is on the table itself, belongs to the shulchani. Diik from the sefer is on the table itself, it belongs to the finder. Ella mehalak mashmini. We have this all over, that from this mishnah we can't make a diik because the implications for the mishnah go in both directions. So says them are fine. So now that we have no inference from the mishnah, we have no diik from the mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Haman Ali. So how does Rabbi Elazar Taka know that the money on the table belongs to the finder? Rabbi Masisa Kasha say our mishnah was hard for Rabbi Elazar to understand. He had a diik in the mishnah. My area the tani. Why did the mishnah say ben kisei l'shulchani? That which is found between the stool and the shulchani shel shulchani belongs to the money changer. Listening, let it say ala shulchan. Let it speak. Say the case ala shulchan. Any coins, even that are on the table, belong to the shulchani. I don't know for sure. Any coins that are before the table, we're at the bottom of chafav meiz. Any coins that are between the table and the money changer belongs to the money changer. Says the Gemara. I mean, the obvious tie is we kind of just try to make those diukim, but we said there's a deep for the safe for the opposite way. So the Achorim discuss why over here why Rava satisfied in explaining Rabbi Elazar was more worried about this diuk than the other direction. Okay, says the Gemara. Listen, ala shulchan or inami. Let it say ala shulchan itself or inami matzah b'shulchanas. As machlekes Rashi Rambam I learn, we're going to explain like Rashi. Matzah b'shulchanas. B'shulchanas means that someone found coins in a money changer's shop. In general, Kiduktani Reisha, similar to the Reisha's case. What was the Reisha's case? Matzah b'chanushalai. The Reisha had a case that was found in the store. So the safest case should be it was found in a money changer's, shulchanas means in a money changer's shop in general. Why did it say that type of general case? Why did it stress in front of the money changer, in front of the money changer's table, on the other side of the table, stress that right away? Elish b'amina, afimunach b'shulchan, from the deep, the Mishnah can say a parallel lashon by shulchanas. And it says by chanas, it must be because on the table itself, har elish shalai, by the case of the table itself, by the money changer, it belongs to the finder and not to the money changer. So that's Rabbi Elazar's diak, that the Reisha and Sefer were in parallel, or it didn't say a case of ala shulchan, which was our original diak, but we're going back to that diak now because of either those who diak him. We're saying that the money on top of a table belongs to the finder, not to the money changer. So even though the Mishnah did say in front of the shulchani, which is mashma on the table itself, not necessarily belongs to the finder, we're saying no, even on the table itself belongs to the finder, according to Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara further. We send the Mishnah, Kech Peres Pechaveri, one who buys Peres from his friend. Amar Shalakish Mishra Bnei Leishanu, this that the money that's found there belongs to him. And if it's packaged properly, you have to return it. Is dafka leishanu ella top of chavzayim aleph b'lekech minat hagar. This that when you buy Paris, you can keep the money in the basket, loose money in the basket. When there's no sibin, you're not keep it because you bought it from a merchant, and the merchant himself is buying it from many different people, and therefore it wasn't the merchant necessarily that lost it. It's probably someone that the merchant bought it from, and therefore you don't have to return it. Avokech b'albayis, but if you buy it from a private person, or the equivalent example I gave in the Mishnah, if someone gave you Mishlech Manas, a basket of paper, so you know exactly where it came from, Avad HaChayv HaHachzir. Over there, you have to return that money. So that's the Mar V'chein Tana. Tani Tana Kam Tais, by the way, points out that our Mishnah says, B'lekech Ben HaTagar, one is buying it from the merchant, who himself buys it from many people. Let's jump to the top Rashi. Sha'afu lakach tvo zoom and anashim harbe, he buys from many people. And therefore, even the merchant doesn't know which one he got this papers from. And we're talking about a case where the money was loose and the kivin lost b'simin. There's no simin. It's actually a bialim. Any bialim that sells something to a merchant and the merchant goes and merges it with other stuff that he buys and then he sells it. He's a buyer and a seller. And sells it to other people. The owner is miyayish because the owner says, I have no simin. It got mixed up. But the point is, our answer is we're talking about a buyer who bought from the merchant. So he just points out and discusses, why don't we just say we're talking about the merchant himself? Why don't we say in the Mishnah, it's the same idea really. Why are we saying that when one buys from the merchant, there's no simin in the money because the merchant is not the one who lost it. Likely it came from one of the people the merchant bought it from. And therefore there's yish and therefore you can keep it. Say better. Say the merchant himself, instead of buying from the merchant himself. We added a step to the case. The merchant himself, when he buys it from any people, if he finds a basket with money in it, he's allowed to keep it. Okay, but it's the same idea, really. Okay, but Ein Shem and Taisvus, top Taisvus. Says more further. Chayin Tani Tana Kamei Dura Nachman Leishanu El Bekech Manat Hagar. This time we said that you're allowed to keep the money in the basket is when you bought it from a merchant. Avokech Ma'abayis, but if you bought it from a Ma'abayis, then you know it's the Ma'abayis that lost it, and therefore Chadachzer, you'd have to return it. Amar Nachman. So Nachman said, back to those who taught this Brisa that qualifies the Mishnah, V'chi Ba'abayis Ba'atzmai, Dashain. But one second. That's assuming the Baal Bayis himself, he's the one that goes in the field. And Dashain literally means threshes. He threshes. But it means, is he the one that's busy picking the pears, putting in the baskets? A guy who has a big farm, a guy who has a big orchard, his workers working for him. So the money more likely fell from the workers who were putting the baskets together than the Baal Bayis himself. So why are you saying just because I got it from the Baal Bayis, I have to assume the Baal Bayis lost the money? Why don't I have to be worried that it came more likely from the workers who were preparing these baskets, gathering the pears? Amar Leh, so the Tani, whoever taught the Braisa in front of Nachman, responded to Rav Nachman, Isame, should I delete the Braisa? Meaning, is your Taina is so strong that I should delete the Braisa because the Braisa is mistaken? Amar Rav Nachman says back, Loi, don't delete the Braisa. Tetargim Masnita, teach the Braisa, teach the Braisa is talking about there were workers, but the workers were as Eved or Shivcha Kananim. We know Komashakana Eved, by Eved Kanani, Shivcha Kananas, Komashakana Eved, Kana Rabbi, whatever the Eved's Kana, the Rabbi's Kana. And therefore, since we say Komashakana Eved, Kana Rabbi, therefore, even if it fell from the Eved or the Shivcha, well, guess what fell? It didn't belong to them, it belonged to the master. And therefore, again, you're returning whatever is lost, you're returning it to the master, everything's fine. Okay, this Mishnah and the next Gemara, it's not a short Gemara, it's a pretty long daf. It does read pretty fast. A lot of rayas. The main conversation is going to be whether simanim is derayas or not. We've had this discussion. We've referenced it a couple of times throughout the Masechta. Here's the home base for the discussion whether simanim is derayas or not. And this is really the main pasuk which discusses the din of avedas. Really, we should quote the pasuk. We had the pasuk inside earlier before we started Matias. We quote the pasuk, but it says I'll quote part of the pasuk at least. V'chein tasa. Let me see if I have inside my gemara here. Yeah, I'll quote the pasuk. Here's the main pasuk we're going to focus on. Such you should do as well to his donkey, his donkey, his clothing. I'm quoting the pasuk outside. And such should be done to all avedus of your brother, that's lost from him, and you find. Remember, we've had this major drasha till now. This was a key drasha by the figure of Yishlam Adas. That which is lost from him, but not lost from everybody else. Something which is lost from everybody, there's no din of returning. Ashtem menu, umatzas was lost from him, and you found it. Le'suchlo salim. So he's supposed to do this returning. You're not allowed to turn your face away and ignore the mitziah. You should be returning. But the pasuk singles out. It says kovei tzechicha general, but then also speaks out chamayrai and simlasai. So the Gemara is going to have drushas as to what the significance of those items that were singled out, and through that conversation, the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya whether simanim are daraisa or darabanan. The basic idea, just on a very basic level, if simon is daraisa, then a standard simon works. A standard simon works because I'm a daraisa, we trust simanim. If simanim aren't really a daraisa, it's darabanan, then the you need a stronger simon. In order for a simon to work, you need a stronger simon, and the first point down, I mean, it will be clear later coming up in our Gemara, just to kill any suspense, even if simanim is darabanan, if one has a simon muvuk, that could be a deraisa. Some of it was like a really clear simon that no one else would know about it. But the guy lost it, a really clear proof that it belongs to this guy, that would still work, even if simon is drabanan, could be that would still work on a deraisa level. But in general, if simon is deraisa, that means the Torah recognizes simonim, so even a, I don't want to say a weaker simon, but a standard simon would be enough. If simon is drabanan, then you need to be a little stronger. So let's see. Let's look at the Mishnah. Afa simla is b'chak leilu. This is a Mishnah. Mishnah is getting involved with the drasha. Simla was included in all these, meaning, so why did the pasuk stress similar separately? Compared to similar means clothing, of course. Just like the similar is miyuchad, it's unique. How so? It usually has some sort of a simanim, and either the style, the sizing, and also has claimants. So too, anything which has simanim and has claimants, then you have to be machris. This is the idea. We're saying similar was stressed to teach us that anything just simanim and has claimants, you have to be machris. So of course, the way we just read the Mishnah, simple, it's clear that simanim is a raisa. With darshaning the pasuk, that simanim is telling me that when there's simanim, you have to return it. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara what the alternative side is. Why how the Ma'adam says Rabbanan will deflect this raya from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, my b'chol kleilu. What do you mean b'chol kleilu? So we knew the pasuk already, so we're a little smarter. Amareva b'chol v'zechicha. B'chol v'zechicha. It's b'chol the pasuk of b'chol v'zechicha. It says simla. Any aveda includes simla. So it's b'chol that must be. It was spoken out for a drasha, and it says the Mishnah. What's that to teach me? You have to return avedas that have a claimant and have a simanim. Says the Gemara further. Amareva. Lo mi dekasu rachmana shar chamar seh v'simla. So our pasuk did have chamar, and our pasuk had simla, but the shur v'seh didn't. That's the other pasuk, which says, quote for right now. We quoted pasuk gimel. In this Devarim, Perek Chavez, Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Aleph says, Le'sira asher achicha isay nidachim v'slamta mehem hashev teshiv lechecha. Don't see your brother's shar's axe or a seh that's lost, that's straying, and turn away your face. Hashev teshivim, return it to him. You should certainly return it to your brother. So that pasuk stresses shar or seh. So ask the Gemara, ask Rava, why do we need shar, chamar, seh, and simla? Tzrichi, we need them all. Similar, if Torah would have written Simla, I would say Dafka, when there's Edim on the item itself, or Simanim on the item itself, that's when you have to return it. Aval Chamar, but what if a Chamar is missing? And there's Edim, not about the Chamar itself. They don't know who the Chamar belongs to, but they know who the Ukif is the saddle, who the saddle belongs to, or the Simanim. The Simanim are on the Ukif. I would say maybe with the Simanim on the Ukif, on the saddle, that's not enough to return the donkey. Kasra chana chamar. They have a turn right through a donkey to teach you that feel chamar b'simani ukif. You're allowed to return a chamar with the Simanim of the Ukif. That's identification of the Ukif alone is enough to grounds to return the chamar as well. Says more further. Shar v'set kasra chana lamali. Who needs shar and seh? Shar dafilu legiza zamei. The word shar teaches me that what has to be returned, even the shearings of the tail, has to be returned. The chiddush is even if the way they've shown, even if it's less than a pruta, even though it's less than a pruta. The idea is that normally less than a pruta enough to return. Over here, we're saying we don't view the shearings that came from the tail of the ox as separate from the ox. Since the axe itself is a pruta, the shearings, which in and of itself are less than a pruta, you have to return it with the axe. That's the idea. It's together with the axe, you have to return it because it becomes part of the overall package, and we don't look at it as an aveda less than a pruta, which you don't have to return. We look at it as aveda that's more than a pruta. Taisa says different pshat and gansa. Taisa says it's an obligation for the one who finds the shar. You got to tend to it. You can't just leave it. And one of the ways you tend to a shar is every now and then you shave the tail. So that's all. It's a totally separate drasha. That there's an obligation to keep the tail, you know, in proper upkeep and, you know, maintained. Okay. So again, what does Shara teach me? I feel gives navai that you have to return even the shearings of the tail. That's the most general learn. What Tait says, you have to actually shear the tail. You have to upkeep it. The set legizaysev. And again, set teaches me that the shearings of the wool have to be returned. Says the Zakhvachon Ashar, that feel gives us navai. Kolosh can sell legizaysev. When it goes with the simple pshat of shayinim, it means you have to return the shearings of the tail. So if a guy returned the shearings of the tail, certainly I got to return the shearings of the sheep. That's the chur much more. That's more obvious. They have to return it. Elamareva, chamar debar Rabbi Yehuda v'sed aved al divrei kol kasha. You're right. Chamar debar nice little chazara. We're in Bava Metzia. When Bava Metzia is one of the three Bavas, of course, which we call Masechta Zazikin, three Bavas Masechta Zazikin. Well, let's go back to Bava Kama. What we discussed in the din of the pasuk of chamar by the word chamar by the pasuk of bar, and we said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's shver when he darshens from the word chamar. So the word chamar by the pasuk of bar, or the word seh by the pasuk of aveda, according to everyone, not just according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's takash shver. We don't have clear what we darshen from those words. In fact, what do you mean? Why can we dash the following? Ve'ema, the glalim b'dasa. Maybe come teach me that the glalim, the dung of the animal, you have to maintain the dung to be used as fertilizer. Maybe you have to maintain that dung of the lost animal to give back to the owner. Gemara says, no. Glalim mafkir, mafkir. Let's push it that people are mafkir. Owners are mafkir the dung. Rashi says, not stam. Whoever found the animal is taking care of it in the interim till the guy could get back his animal, till the Baal Veda gets the animal returned. It's pashit that the Baal Veda is mafkir the dung to the one who's looking after the animal. That's how Rashi explains this. Vidilma says Gemara, still, maybe the Simanim Udasa, maybe the extra pasuk of Seh is coming to teach us that Simanim are a good proof of ownership. Dibaylan, because we have the Shaila, and here's we introduce the Shaila of the day. Simanim the Raisa Darbanan. Our Simanim that by a Metzia that enables us to return the item to the Baal Veda through his identifying marks, through his simen, is that a derais tikkudin, or is it a derabbanan tikkudin? Says the Gemara. So why don't we say, because Rachmana said, that Philip Simanim Madrinan, said tells me you'll let return an item with Simanim. No edim, just simanim. This is the raisa, and let this be a source. Let the extra undarshened word seh be a source that simanim is the raisa. Amri, the Gemara says, midiktani lutana the simanim gabe simla. The Tana of a Mishnah taught the idea of simanim with regard to simla. Tiktani. Let me just cross over Mishnah. Whatever has those that be Tevea and has some money, you have to return just like clothing. So it must be said, is not coming to teach me Simanim. Meaning we already darshan Simanim from Simla. And therefore, obviously Seh is not teaching me Simanim. Again, this point, it sounds very much like we have a drasha d'oraisa of Simanim. What's that? Not Seh, Simla. But still, our Mishnah, we point out when we read the Mishnah. Simla seems to be a drasha d'oraisa, that Simanim exists on a d'oraisa level. Our Gemara says, therefore, it certainly can't be telling me that Seh is teaching me Simanim. I already know from Simla. Again, whether we're going to have a foolproof raya for the Mishnah, we'll get there soon. But that is certainly Seh is not coming to teach me Simanim, and therefore we're left with the word Seh undarshaned and unexplained what the extra added chiddush is. We spoke about different avedas. Why stress seh? Everyone that you stress must have a limud. We're not sure what the limud is for seh. Tanabon. Asher toivet, the pasuk says, that which is lost. Prat laveda shemay shavaputa. When we say asher toivet, we darshan, it's got to be an aveda that's lost, meaning it has to have a value. The Torah doesn't get chashivas for something less than shavaputa, and there's no din of returning an aveda there. Rabbi Daimer, Rabbi says, umatsasa. Umatzasa says with Umatzasa, Pralavet the Shavuta. Umatzasa tells me that which you found, it's only called a find, that you found something, if it has a status, if it has a Shavuot, if it's with a Shavuta, if it's not with a Shavuta, it's not considered a Metziah. My Benayah, what's the bottom, what's the difference? Either way, we're darshaning that it's got to have a value of a Shavuta, either from Umatzasa or from Asher Tevad, might have Mina or Abaye, Mashabai starts to say, are you right? Abaye says, there is no difference, La Lacha. It's simply a difference in darshaning. Marnafkli Asher Tevad, Marnafkli Umatzasa. Again, this is part of the continuation of this Masechta. This is clearly not Amara, Gainim. This is Abaye speaking. But it's again, we're finding this very much in this Masechta, a little bit more of an elaborate Lashon in El Metzias in particular, but we've had it also earlier. Okay, Abaye says, Abaye repeats, Nafkmin is simply the Drasha. He learns from Asher Tevad, he learns from Umatzasa. Ask him, man the Nafkmin Asher Tevad, hi Umatzasa Ma'avale. The one who learns from Tanakama learns it from Asher Tevad. What is he with the Rehuda Drasha of Umatzasa? That the Chayyim already knows Shavaputa from Ashtevad. What's Umatzasa teaching me according to him? You need this like Ravanai. We have Ravanai's name. Where? Dav Bezim and Alf. This Bezechta. And some of the Mefarshim on the side of the page said, Ravanai is really Ravina. Ravanai is Ravina. We had Shalom the Gears here. The Chayyim who had the same Shalom here as well. You need it for Ravanai. Dam Ravanai. Umatzasa, that's Aliyadi Mashma. Umatzasa means it's Asliyadi. It's not good enough to spot it with your eyes. You actually have to have it come to your hands. Otherwise, it's not your Metziah. And the one who learns from Mitzasa, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That has to be Shavuta. Hayashatovim Ma'avlei. What does he do with Asher Tevad? He already knows Shavuta from Mitzasa. What is he Asher Tevad for? He needs like Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know an aveda that was swept up by the sea? Shimuteris. That's mutter. Shenemer. Because Pasuk says, "Kein tasa chol avedas achicha." Asher Tevad mimenu umatzasa, that such be done to any aved of your brother that was lost from him and you found it. Misha avud yemenu mitzuyei tzikol adam yatzazu shavud yemenu ve'enu mitzuyei tzikol adam. This is the drasha we actually referenced earlier. This is the drasha that we had a few months back, that dafka something which is lost from him but not lost to everyone else. That's when there's a chiyuv hashava. Something that's lost from him and from everybody else, that's not considered. That's not, there's no chiyuv of hashava over there. V'idach. Says Umar and Rabbi Yehuda, who learns the din of Pruta from Umatzasa, and the din of Ashteva tells me it's got to be lost specifically from this guy, not for everyone else, but it still has, you know, the din of Ravanai, that a Metziah is called Metziah only when you pick it up, not just by spotting it, right? All the time people said, I saw it first. I saw it first, but saying it's garnished, right? I saw it first, I called it. You have to actually take it. Calling it, seeing it first, is not enough. How does he know that seeing it first is not enough? Either Chad Ravanai Menalei, Nafkalei Umatzasa. Sounds like the same word. It is the same word, but it's the vav, not from matzasa, from the vav of umatzasa. V'idach, hadabech m'nalei, how does he know Rebechlin's din, that dafka, if it's lost from you alone, and not from the whole world, you have to return it, but if it's is the achiv hashava, but if it's lost from everyone, it's achiv hashava, how does he know that din? V'idach, hadabech m'nalei, nafklei, the way we always darshan it, from mimenu, we always stress the word mimenu, he learns it from the word mimenu. V'idach, why takadin use the word mimenu? Mimenu le mashvalei. even though we've always darshed it from Memenu, that's only according to the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yehuda held that Memenu is not a strong enough drasha, a strong enough diak, and therefore he needs to learn from Asher Teivad to say, Tafka, something which is lost from the Balaveda, but found to others, is the Chiv HaShava, something that's lost from everyone, there's no Chiv HaShava, it's automatically mutter, whoever finds it to keep it, like the case of the river, grabbing an item that's lost right now from everybody. Okay. Rav Amar. Rav says, so Abaye explained ultimately that the Machlekes, they both agree that Shavapruta is the minimum amount for Chiv HaShava, less than that no Chiv HaShava. The Machlekes Tanakam Ruda simply was where the source is Umatsasa or Asher Teivad. And Abaye explained, the whole machlekes is, we dash from, but there are no machlekes, no nafkamin l'maisa. And then we went through a whole list of other dinim that are relevant based on each one, what they, if they use this pasuk for Asher Teivad, what they do with the other pasuk, and how they learn these other dinim. And that was the Abaye, that was the Shakataya in Abaye. Rabbi gives a different explanation. Rabbi says, there is nafkamina between whether you learn from Umitsasa or Asher Teivad. What's nafkamina? Pruta shuzla ikminayo, a pruta that went down in value is nafkamina. Meaning it was worth a pruta, and then it wasn't worth a pruta. Mandam Asher Teivad, Ika. According to Mandam, it says Asher Teivad, the item that was lost was worth a pruta, and it's still Chiv HaShava, even though it went down. Mandam Matsasa says, Leka, if when you found it, it's not worth a pruta, there's no longer a need to return it. There's no Chiv HaShava. So Nafkamina is, if it was worth a pruta when it was lost, and then went down in value, is there a Chiv to return it? According to the opinion, it says, it's based on Asher Teivad. That there would be a Chiv HaShava. That's Tanakam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there would be a Chiv HaShava because there was no Matsasa when it was found, it wasn't worth a Pruta. Ulamadam Asher Teivad, Habina Matsasa. Lamaisa, even if you learn from Asher Teivad, it does say a Matsasa, and it's not worth a Pruta by the time you find it. So why Chiv HaShava? Says Gemara. You need Matsasa, and you don't have it. And therefore, even that Mandam Tanakam should agree to Rabbi Yehuda that there's no Chiv HaShava in this case. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Pruta Shahukra. We mean as follows. A pruta, when a case where what became more valuable is our scenario. Meaning, mandama matsasa ika, mandama shtevet leka. We mean the opposite. It was lost and it was worth less than a pruta. At the time it was lost, it was worth less than a pruta. And then it went up in value. And the guy who found it when it became worth a pruta. A little inflation, it became worth more than a pruta. And now, the guy who found it, it has it when it's worth a pruta. He finds it, it's worth a pruta. Is the Chiv HaShava. According to Mandam, says Asher Teivad, what was lost wasn't worth a pruta, and therefore it's no Chiv HaShava. Whereas according to Mandam, it says Umatsasa, what was found was indeed worth a pruta, and therefore it's Chiv HaShava. So we're taking Rav's answer, and we're just kind of spinning it. Says Gemara, Mandam Matsasa Eka. Mandam says that when you find it, goes based on when you find it, it's got to be worth a pruta. No, it's a pruta here when it's found. Mandam Asher Teivad Leka. You don't have that pruta when it was lost. In fact, Gemara, well, Mandam Matsasa, according to Mandam, it says Umatsasa, Asher Teivad Leka. Same exact question, opposite direction. Don't you need to fulfill the criteria of Asher Teivad? It has to be lost. It has to be a pruta at the time it was lost. The pasuk does say Asher Teivad, which is mashma, an item that was worth the pruta was lost, and it says Umatsasa, which is mashma, the item that was found is worth the pruta. So presumably you still need both. So you have the same question the opposite way. Ella, the Gemara offers a third nafkamina along these lines. Pruta shehukra v'huzla v'chazra v'hukra k'minayo. A serious echidemsa. It was worth a pruta when it was lost. In the interim, it became worth less than a pruta, and then when it was found, it was vaita worth the pruta. So that's nafkamina. How? Let's see it. Mandam Asher Teivad Ika. It was lost, it was worth the pruta. Umatsasa was worth the pruta. It's all good. And there's a Chiv HaShava. Mandam Matsasa. The one who focuses on Matsasa will tell you, Beinad Ika this Bashir Mitzia, Mishasa Veda Vachas Mitzia. He holds, has to have a shear of Mitzia. This Rabbi Yehuda holds, has to have a shear of pruta from when it was lost till when it was found. And the first point out, because we're going with the Umatsasa. Umatsasa is mashba. You found something that was always, it was worth the pruta when it was lost, and worth the pruta now. If in between it wasn't worth the pruta, that's not good enough. There'll be no chiyuv of Hashava. That's what the Ritva explains. Okay. Ibailu. Back to our Shaila. We touched on it, and this again, the Mara has done this a few times. Actually, the most recent time I had it was not over here, and Daf was in Araisa. But the Mara brought in a raya to this discussion from, or it's related to our conversation for our Mishnah. But it wasn't the focus of the discussion. And now we're zoning in on the discussion. Ibailu, Simanim deraisa derabanan. Are Simanim deraisa or derabanan? My nafkamina. What is the nafkamina? La duri get. So nafkamina is La duri get isha b'simanim. Nafkamina is not just the gabi mitzias. Lagabe Gerisha. Can you return the get to a woman, which has major ramifications? Can you return it based on a siman? If it's about a raisa, then you could do it. If not, says the Gemara, if someone derisa, you could return the get to the isha. If someone derabanan, then give rabanan tekanta. When derabanan make a tekanta with mina by mammon, they made a tekanta. They return mammon with a siman. Av b'sruel of rabanan tekanta. But when it comes to iser, the rabanan wouldn't make a tekanta. That is the shaila. Tashma. Let's make a proof from our Mishnah. This is the proof that we spoke out the second we read our Mishnah. Simla was part of all the other type of Avedas. Why did Torah stress it? To compare to it, to teach you just like a clothing garment is unique in that it has simanim and has claimants, and therefore there's a chiyuv to be machrus it. And has claimants, you have to be machrus, but very clear, we're darshing a pasuk in the Torah to teach me about simanim. Must be simanim is daraisa. Gemara says not so fast. Tana teivim mitzrichalei simanim kedin asba. No, simanim takem mibis drabanan. We threw it in as part of the conversation. The real point was that the only time you have a dinner of an aveda and a returning aveda is when there's teivim, when there's someone that's there to claim it. And similar, typically, garment that's lost has a claimant. There's a claimant that wants to get it. Therefore, there's a chiyuv hashava. So we're coming to teach, if there's no claimant, there's no chiyuv hashava. Only when there's a claimant, there's a chiyuv hashava. And once our Mishnah speaks at that, it threw in simanim agav, but simanim perhaps teraisa, chiddush, a little bit of a deichik, but the Mishnah is saying that don't bring a raya, that from our Mishnah, that simanim is nasa teraisa, simanim is drabanan. We just threw it in once we were on the topic, but it's not a proof, not a raya, that simanim is teraisa. Tashema, next raya. Chamar b'simanim ukif. If it sounds familiar, it should. We just had this on Amud Aleph. You let it return a chamar, a donkey, with the simanim of the ukif, with the simanim of the saddle. Now, the Gemara assumes, why let it return a chamar with the simanim of the saddle? It must be simanim d'oraisa. Gemara says, no, ema ba'ede ukif. Don't say simanim ukif. When we quoted before, we said, over there as well, ede ukif. So focus on the ede ukif. The point is that the edim about the saddle is enough of a proof, not necessarily simanim. Maybe simanim is taka d'rabbanan. Don't be mirai from that price. Tashema, let's bring from another price. Haya imcha adrei shechicha. The post says that the item that's lost should be with you till your brother seeks it out. What's the post telling me? It should be with me till he seeks it out. Is there a havmina that you're going to give it to the guy who lost it before he seeks it out? How do you know who the Baal Aved is if he's not seeking it out? So what's the drasha? Elo darsheu im ramayu ein ramay. What it means is, seek him out, be darshan. Do some drishas, vachkiras. Do some questioning to make sure the guy who's claiming to have lost it is honest, he's not deceptive, he's not just coming to, you know, be an opportunist and falsely claim this metzia. Now, how are you determining whether the guy's honest or not? Whether he's talking the guy lost it? L'chayru with simanim. With darshni a pasuk to say, make sure he's not playing games. That means the Torah recognizes simanim. My love, the simanim, are you checking him out with simanim? And sarai simanim is daraisa. Loi be'edim. Again, we're talking about with edim. It's bringing some sort of proof with edim that this is the item that once belonged to him. Again, or it's actually interesting, machlokes rishonim. Doesn't mean edim that bring a proof to the item, or what was our concern here? That maybe he's a deceptive person. If our concern is that maybe he's a deceptive person, so maybe the edim are there just to say a character edim. This guy's not a liar. This is an honest guy. So discussion of rishonim, what type of edim you're bringing, but the point is, it's not a raya to simanim. Tashema, aim edim, ella, parts of fun of this, talking about when a person is found, dead. And they want to identify the corpse to know that his wife, his mother, to know who this deceased was. So, Amy Edim, Ella parts upon him, going to testify based on the face, the parts of the panim, and machaitim, including the nose. Avishi simanim, gufay v'kelim. Even if you have simanim based on the body and based on the kelim, that's not good enough. You need to see the face. Shemamino simanim lav deraisa. There's a raya the other way. Simanim are not deraisa. Amri, or says, gufay de'arch v'guts. When we talk about simanim of the body not being good simanim, we meant shvacha simanim. We meant weak simanim, such as long, short, kalev, or the kalem, also no good. Tichashin l'sheila, just because the guy has a certain kli, and we know that kli belongs to someone else, maybe he borrowed it. These proofs are not strong enough there. I'm going to say circumstantial, but they're not strong enough proofs. Therefore, they're no good. Not a raya that simanim is not the raisa. So maybe a strong proof works even the Raisa, these simanim are just not strong enough simanim b'chlal. Says Gemara, Ichashin l'sheila, chamar b'simanim ukef hechim adrinun. Back to the chamar, the donkey, where we said you could return it based on the simanim of the saddle. How could you return it? M'chayr v'chayshish for things being borrowed. By the dead person, m'chayshish that the kelim on him weren't his, they were borrowed. So too by the chamar, we should be chayshish that the saddle was borrowed. Answers Gemara, Amri, ukef l'shuli inshi ukfa. People do not borrow saddles. Why not? Mishu or lend them out. Mishu de mixav le'lechamra. These saddles fit each donkey. The saddle fits differently. And when you put a fresh saddle of a different donkey on another one, it's going to hurt the donkey's back. It's going to be tough on the skin. And therefore, it's not a common thing to borrow. So therefore, it is a good simon by the donkey. Iba is ema. Or you could say kalev. When we're talking about kalev, it normally means b'chivru v'sumki. Kalev just meant to their color. Kalev meant if they're white or if they're red. Meaning, it wasn't a simon that we know, a kli that we know belongs to him. It was more so much the color of it belongs to many people, and we're going just based on the color. That's not a strong enough simon, having a color that we know he has. Maybe one little person has the same color, and therefore, not a good simon. Okay, so the Gemara deflected and said that that we have no raya, that simonim is not the raisa. We're concerned that the kalim by the mace may be borrowed, and by the chamar, we weren't concerned because typically chamarim you don't borrow ukifs, you don't borrow saddles. Therefore, they were not concerned. But otherwise, it could be borrowed. Really, maybe some of them deraisa, but we're concerned that a kli was borrowed. Therefore, it's not a simon. Ask the Gemara. El hadatanya matzakash because abana kivitabas. If you find the get in his ironing in his purse, in his ring, in his money bag, Aishabatz b'kelim or amongst other kelim, Afilz b'amru, even if it's found, it was missing for a while to get, it was found after a long time, kasher, the get's still kasher, because we assume since it's on one of his items that belonged to him, it never left his possession, and this is the get that was originally given to him to give to this woman. V'sakadaydach, chashin ha'shela, but if you're concerned about borrowed kelim, kimatz kasher, because of amay kasher, why when he finds it in his wallet, is it a good simon? Why am I concerned that it was borrowed, that it was a borrowed money bag, it was a borrowed purse, and therefore, right, there shouldn't be a simon? Answers the Gemara. That's something that people don't lend out. People don't lend out things that are very personal. Says Gemara, kiss for arnik yivitabas by meshal inchi, a kiss, a money bag, a purse, or a tabas, like the signet ring, is something people don't lend out. And the Mark explains why. Kiss for arniki b'shem d'misamni. The kiss for arniki is just it's a bad omen. People don't lend out their money bag and their purse, their wallet, because they feel like it's a bad sign of a bad mazel to lend those out. The tabas is, you know, modern-day equivalent of like our license or our passport. Tabas was the signet ring. B'shem d'mizayif. It leads people to be mizayifit. A person wouldn't lend those out. And therefore, if it's found amongst those, you can assume it was dropped from him, and that could be returned. But over there, Sheila's not concerned. Otherwise, Sheila would be concerned. The Mar's going to go into that's the Machlekes Tanayim. We'll leave that for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.